This is the Sakarmoli of 4th of May 2026. Essence. Sweet children, let your intellects have faith so that you continue to follow each one of the Father's directions. Only by following his directions will you become elevated. Question. Which children are called true helpers of God? Answer. Those who make effort to claim a kingdom and also make others similar to themselves. Those who are engaged in doing God's service in this way are true helpers of God. When others see them, they too become cooperative. Om Shanti. When you sit here, you tell everyone to remember Shiv Baba. You know that Shiv Baba exists. People go to his temple, but no one, apart from you children, knows who he is. Therefore, remind them of Shiv Baba. The intellect yoga of some children sitting here wanders everywhere. This is why it is your duty to remind them, brothers and sisters, remember the Father from whom you are to receive the inheritance. You are now real brothers and sisters. On a physical level, because of being male and female, you are brothers and sisters. Even when giving lectures, you address everyone as brothers and sisters. That means to be a brother or sister in terms of the body. It is not like that here. Here, you souls are told to remember your Father, the Creator. You are to receive the inheritance from him. There is a difference. The words brothers and sisters are common. Here the Father tells you children, remember me, your Father. Shiv Baba is the spiritual Father and Prajapita Brahma is the physical Father. Bap and Dada both say, children, remember the Father and don't allow your intellect's yoga to wander anywhere else. Intellects wander a great deal. The same thing happens on the path of devotion. They sit in front of an image of Sri Krishna or another deity and turn the beads of a rosary. However, at the same time, their intellects wander somewhere else. Who are the deities? How and when did they receive their kingdom? No one knows this. Sikhs know that Guru Nanak established the Sikh religion. Then there were his grandchildren, the Gurus, who came after him. They continue to take rebirth. No one understands these things. They don't remember Guru Nanak constantly. Okay, for instance, even if some people do remember Guru Nanak, or Buddha, or the founder of their religion, they don't know where that founder is at this time. They simply say that he merged into the light, or that he went beyond sound, or they say that Sri Krishna is present everywhere. They continue to say that wherever they look, they only see Krishna, or only Radhe. The Father sits here and explains, you people of Bharat were deities. Your faces were those of human beings, but your characters were of deities. There are the images of the deities. If there were not any images, you wouldn't understand this. Only the Father comes and explains the connection between Radhe and Krishna and Lakshmi and Narayan. You can explain to anyone that incorporeal Baba is explaining this to us. In fact, all are incorporeal. Souls are incorporeal, and souls speak through their corporeal forms. An incorporeal being cannot speak. you can explain that our Baba is also their Baba. Shiv Baba is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace. He is the unlimited Father. He too needs a body. He himself says, I enter this body of Brahma, for only then can the Brahmin religion be established. The creation of Brahmins takes place through Brahma. Therefore the father only explains to the Brahmin children and not to anyone else. He only explains to you children. It is not that because we are Shiv Baba's children, we are gods. No. A father is a father and children are children. Yes, when a child grows up and becomes a father, by creating children, he would then be a father. That one has many children. He only explains to the children whose intellects have faith. Those whose intellects have faith follow the father's directions, because it is only by following Srimad that you become elevated. You now understand that you are becoming like those deities. We have continued to sing praise of the deities for birth after birth, and we now have to become like them by following Srimad. The kingdom has to be established. Not everyone will follow Srimad fully. Because the kingdom is very large, they will follow it number-wise. In a kingdom there are all sorts, subjects, maids, servants, cremators, etc. All are needed. You will have visions of those with such activity, and how so-and-so will go into a family of cremators. There won't be just one cremator, there will be his family. There is a union of cremators too. They all meet together. If they hold a strike, everyone stops working. Such things do not happen in the Golden Age. You also have a picture in which you ask people what they want to become. Will you become a barrister or a deity? Your whole kingdom is being established. This is not a small thing. The Unlimited Father sits here and explains unlimited things to you. They should sit in your intellects. We will make effort and claim a high status in the future. By following Srimad, we will claim the most elevated royal status. When we make others equal to ourselves, we are called God's helpers. Nothing of anyone can remain hidden. As you make further progress, everything will become known. This is called the light of knowledge. You continue to receive this light. People don't know anything. They continue to manufacture bombs underground. Nothing is manufactured just to be stored. In the beginning they used to fight with swords. Then they created guns to use, not just to store. They even understand that death will take place through those things. They have tested them. So many died when only one bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. They have progressed so much since that time and built so many buildings. Destruction will not take place in such a way that they would stay in hospitals. Even the hospitals won't remain, because earthquakes will take place at the same time. No one can prevent natural calamities. They say all of this is in God's hands. You children now understand that destruction has to take place. There will be famine and you won't even be able to obtain water. You understand that this is nothing new. The same thing happened in the previous cycle. No one has this knowledge of the cycle. They say that there was paradise 3,000 years before Christ, but they have then written in the scriptures that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. No one's attention is drawn to that. They just listen to it and then become occupied with their own work, etc. Therefore the Father explains to you children, now make effort quickly. Stay in remembrance and the alloy will be removed. You have to become Satopradhan here. Otherwise there will be punishment experienced and you will then go into your own religion. You receive Srimat from God. Sri Krishna is a prince. Therefore, how could he give directions to anyone? No one in the world understands these things. Explain with a lot of love. Remember Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba himself says, constantly remember me alone. He is the benefactor. Break away from everyone else and connect yourselves to the One. You are those who take the boat of Bharat across. The story of the true Narayan is connected to Bharat. Those of other religions would never listen to the story of the true Narayan. Only those who belong to the original, eternal deity religion and who are to change from ordinary humans into deities, Narayan, will listen to it. Only they will listen to the story of immortality. There used to be deities in the immortal world, and they would definitely have attained that status by listening to the story of immortality. Each and every aspect is worth remembering. If even only one thing sits in your intellects, you will remember everything else. Remember the Father and also pay attention to spinning the discus of self-realization. You are now playing your parts here with Shiv Baba, and you will then have to return home. Only the Father explains what truth is and what falsehood is. Only the One is the truth and everything else is false. There was Ravan in Lanka. It is not a question of just one. Such things do not happen in the golden and silver ages. This whole world of human beings is Lanka. This is Ravan's kingdom. All the Sitas remember the one Rama, that is, all the devotees, all the brides, remember the one bridegroom God, because this is Ravan's kingdom. Sannyasis don't understand these things. Everyone is unhappy in this cottage of sorrow. This Iron Age is the cottage of sorrow. That Golden Age is the cottage free from sorrow. Here there is sorrow at every step. Baba is now taking you to heaven, which is free from sorrow. Here human beings are in so much sorrow. When someone dies, they go crazy. Such things don't take place in heaven. There is never untimely death there that a wife would become a widow. There they shed their costumes and take others in their own time. They take the costume of a male or a female, and they would therefore have a vision of that. At the end you will come to know everything about who will become what. Then at that time you would say that for all of this time you didn't make enough effort. There would be no point in saying this at that time, because the time will have already gone by. This is why the Father now says, children, make effort. become true right hands for service, and you will go into the kingdom. Remain busy in doing service. There are examples of how so many whole families became busy in doing service. It would be said that that family performed such good actions, and that all of them are busy in doing God's service. The mother, father, and children are all busy doing this. That is good, is it not? They keep running after service. You children should have a lot of enthusiasm for showing the path to human beings, so that those souls become happy. How many do you show the path to? When you sow seeds, you create subjects. No one is born a king. First they are subjects, and then by making effort, they can become something great from nothing. When others see you busy doing service, they will also have the enthusiasm. Why should I too not make effort? Otherwise, this will be your condition every cycle. Many will come and repent. You won't see the sorrow at any other time in your lives that is experienced then. Because of you not following Srimad, because many sinful actions have been performed, you will witness such sorrow at the end. Don't even ask. Baba shows you a very easy way. Simply remember the Father and also show the path to others. You belonged to the deity religion. Just as there are Christian people and those of Islam, so you are those of the deity religion. They are the purest of all. There is no other religion like yours. You remain pure for half a cycle. Heaven and hell are remembered. No one understands what heaven is. The Father only comes in Bharat and awakens you children. It is a matter of 5,000 years. Those who were residents of heaven have become residents of hell, and the Father has now come to make you into pure residents of heaven. The one bridegroom comes and takes all his brides to his cottage that is free from sorrow. Therefore, first of all, tell everyone to remember the Father. Otherwise, while sitting here, their intellects continue to wander everywhere. This is also their condition on the path of devotion. Baba is experienced. The best business is that of a jeweler. It is with great difficulty that they can distinguish between real and artificial jewels. Truth is hidden here. There is nothing but falsehood everywhere. This too is fixed in the drama. You know that you are all actors in this drama. No one can leave this drama. No one can attain eternal liberation. Everything has to be done with understanding. You continue to play your parts. You will then repeat those same parts after a cycle. You will see how people continue to die. Destruction has to take place. All souls will go to the land of Nirvana. You have this knowledge in your intellects. By your remaining busy in doing service, many will be benefited. It will be a great wonder if a whole family starts following this knowledge. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to be liberated from the fearsome scenes at the end, and from all sorrow, start following the Father's Srimad. Do the service of making others equal to yourself according to Srimad. 2. Become a right hand of the Father in the service you do. Show souls the path to make them happy. Benefit everyone. Blessing. May you stay beyond any problems that are the consequences of your own thoughts and pass with honours. To pass with honours means not to experience any consequences, punishment of your own thoughts. The question of receiving punishment from Dharamraj, the Supreme Judge, comes later. However, to stay beyond any problems that are the consequences of your own thoughts is a sign of passing with honours. The matters of words, actions, relationships and connections are gross things, but let there not be any problems arising even from your thoughts. When you fulfill such a promise, you will pass with honours. Slogan. When the oil of this knowledge and the wick of yoga are fine, the lamp of happiness will then remain alight. Avyakt signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. No type of upheaval in the world should create any obstacles to your unshakable and immovable stage. Become such destroyers of obstacles, so unshakable and immovable, that you overcome all obstacles as though they are not obstacles, but just a game. Experience a mountain to be like a mustard seed, because knowledgeful souls know beforehand that all of those things are going to come and that they are going to happen. Om Shanti.